tip number 54. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasts to tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, the power of the control key. I had made a mistake in tip 51 where I had said if you move over the top of a folder name in a window and hold down the control key, you can get a pop-up list. Well, actually, it was the command key that I meant to say. Now, the reason why I made that mistake is because I use the control key a lot. Now, if you have a 2 or 3 button mouse, you won't need to use this function. Now, you knew that a Mac would accept a 2 and 3 button mouse, right? Okay, let's start in the Finder. Move to the Finder, hold down the control key, and click somewhere on your desktop. Here you can create a new folder, get information, change the desktop background image, and even enable folder actions, which we'll talk about in a future 1 Minute Tip. Control-clicking on a folder will give you a whole list of things you can do. You can open it, get information about it, labeling it is very important, as well as other things like archiving, which we've talked about in an earlier tip. While holding down the control key over the top of a document icon, you can even go in and say open with, and you can pick from a list of applications that can open this document. Or to set up a parameter to always open this type of document with this selected application. How about using the control key in a browser? Try it over the top of an image, try it over the top of the page, and try it over the top of a link on a browser page. Here you get many different types of parameters, saves, and copies. So try out that control key in your favorite application and see what new shortcuts you can find. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or leave us a Skype voicemail at 1 Minute Tip. No spaces.